This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Mind's Eye.
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of your favorite satirical news show, The Onion. I'm your reader for Mind's Eye Radio, Paxton Rogers. Please be aware that the following content is not real news, but instead is humorous material intended for your enjoyment. Top stories this week start with the White House touting affordability of hay-based Thanksgiving dishes. Responding to concerns about high grocery prices ahead of the holiday, President Donald Trump held a press conference Wednesday to tout the affordability of hay-based Thanksgiving dishes. Quote, "I'm doing a great job on the economy and bringing the price of Thanksgiving dinners way down by encouraging Americans to replace costly ingredients with straw," said Trump, adding that the low-cost grass-based livestock feed could be shaped into the form of a roasted bird or baked into casserole and pies. Quote, "Thanksgiving meal prices are down 33% compared to what they were under Biden. And now you can stay full by chewing on the hay for hours and hours. Americans consuming dried grass out of necessity is just another sign that the United States has the strongest economy in the history of the world. Horses eat this stuff, and look how strong those guys are. I promised to lower cud prices for Americans, and by God, I have delivered. Bet you can't just eat one bale." Trump then asked Vice President J.D. Vance to show Americans that hay was delicious by eating some off the floor for the camera. Next, J.D. Vance cries in bathroom after Trump uses piggy nickname on someone else. In the wake of a controversial incident aboard Air Force One in which President Donald Trump insulted a female journalist, Vice President J.D. Vance is said to have wept in his office bathroom, furious that the commander-in-chief had used his special piggy nickname on someone else. Quote, "But I'm supposed to be his piggy. I'm supposed to be his only piggy." A weeping Vance said this week as he collapsed against the locked bathroom door and slid down onto the tile. Quote, "Somebody's in here. Just give me a second. God, it's not fair. She didn't even do the oinks. It was hard enough to have to hold it together after he called Marjorie Taylor Greene a ranting lunatic last week. But this is a bridge too far. Who does that bitch reporter think she is? I'm his piggy. Me. You just need to pull yourself together, JD, and show him you're still his best little piggy." At press time, Vance had reportedly locked himself in his bedroom and refused to come out after hearing Trump refer to someone else as a, quote, "fat slob." Next, Steak and Shake employee screams after nude RFK Jr. climbs out of beef tallow fryer. Expressing horror at the sight of the health secretary's bare torso emerging from the vat of grease, a local Steak and Shake employee reportedly screamed Friday after a nude Robert F. Kennedy Jr. climbed out of the restaurant's beef tallow fryer. Quote, "My skin is perfectly crispy, and I've never felt healthier," said Kennedy, who heaved up gallons of sizzling fat, rolled around in salt, and took a big crunchy bite out of his own arm after spending an indeterminate number of hours in the fryer. Quote, "Seed oils cause obesity, but beef tallow gets the skin nice and crackling so the obesity can't get in. And these third-degree burns covering my body cook out soft tissue cancers. No additives or preservatives, just pure golden brown Bobby Kennedy Jr. at this Steak and Shake. Glug, glug, glug. I feel the tallow's bovine powers eliminating the vaccines from my body." At press time, reports confirmed Kennedy had turned up the temperature even higher and crawled back into the fryer. Next, White House reclassifies nursing as hobby. describing the practice as a, quote, fun little side project rather than an occupation. Education Secretary Linda McMahon announced Monday that nursing would be reclassified as a hobby under new student loan regulations. Quote, while those seeking degrees in veterinary medicine, law, and podiatry will still have access to the full financing available to future professionals, our department will henceforth limit loans for those Americans simply blowing off a little steam by attending nursing school in between shifts at Buffalo Wild Wings. Said McMahon, who questioned the federal government's role in loaning out money so students could purchase masks, gloves, and stethoscopes for their, quote, fun little nurse costumes. Quote, there's a lot of cutting and sewing in nursing, so it's really an activity that falls under arts and crafts. Some moms choose to knit, others choose to nurse. Plus, rushing between ER patients is a great way to stay active, just like riding your bike. And what's also great is you get to brush shoulders with doctors who can give you career advice should you choose to pursue a real job in the medical world someday. McMahon concluded her statement by announcing the loan cap for theology degrees had been increased to $800,000. Next, a political profile of Marjorie Taylor Greene. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's feud with President Trump is shaking MAGA world. Here is everything you need to know about Greene. Birthplace, Kenya, religion, Islamophobia, experience, 6 years of commenting pedophiles under Facebook posts. Political ideology, Christian swinger nationalism. Favorite condiment, beef jerky. Nickname for son, boyfriend, and dog, Buster. Campaign slogan, I will end your miserable life. Name in Trump's phone, blonde 4 out of 10. And finally, likeliest post-Congress job, Dancing with the Stars contestant or President of the United States. Next, alligator Alcatraz by the numbers. Alligator Alcatraz, a massive migrant detention center in Florida's Everglades, has been plagued by reports of inhumane conditions and environmental concerns since its opening on July 3rd. The Onion breaks down the statistics of the facility at the center of Republicans' crackdown on illegal immigration. 40,000. Number of Truth Social profile pictures taken by sign. 0. Number of applicants deemed unqualified for guard job. 32. Number of times Stephen Miller has typed the name of the facility into Pornhub. 7. The average age of detainee. 100,000 volts. Voltage of facility's electric toilets. 23. Number of times bloodthirsty ICE agents have cheered an alligator on only to realize it was just a log. 3. Average number of outfit changes per Christy Nome photo op. 40%. Reduction in activity of empathy-controlling orbitofrontal cortex necessary to stomach job as guard. And finally, 2028, the year the Democrats will claim they can't shut it down. Next, Thanksgiving travel by the numbers. According to a new AAA report, a record number of Americans plan to travel 50 miles or more for the holidays this year. The Onion examines the key facts and figures behind Thanksgiving travel. 60,000. Number of redeemed airline miles wasted on round-trip flight to Ohio. 2. The number of oven-roasted whole turkeys each passenger is allowed to carry on. 4 a.m., the time Ant is serving dinner this year so nobody hits traffic. 3.375. Number of terabytes of data used by mothers reminding their adult sons to pack a nice sweater. 158 pounds. Minimum amount of turkey needed in vehicle to justify using the carpool lane. C19. Your newly assigned gate on the opposite side of the fucking airport. 3 BPM. Heart rate of grandpa in the back seat. And finally, 100 to 1. The odds the meal isn't worth this shit. Next. Study finds average 19th century Americans spent 93% of their time waving at trains and boats. Shedding new light on the everyday life of citizens during the Industrial Revolution, historians at Brown University concluded in a study published Tuesday that the average 19th century American spent roughly 93% of their waking hours waving at trains and boats. Quote, journal entries from the period show that most citizens spent their days stationed at docks and rail platforms, shouting things like, do right when you get to Siam, to anyone who happened to be leaving. Said lead author Casey Hogan, adding that in early photographs, Americans are often seen with one abnormally muscular arm from years of constantly greeting or bidding farewell. Quote, the primary reason medical breakthroughs, sanitation, and improvements in standard of living were delayed in their developments is that all of the nation's top minds spent nearly 15 hours a day sprinting towards steamboats to yell things like bon voyage and good welcome, inspector. Most people today don't realize how grueling life could be for the average person of this period. Americans would rise before dawn to see off departing loved ones, chase steam locomotives down the tracks until they collapsed, and then immediately hurry back to the docks to cheerfully greet a returning transatlantic vessel by shouting something like, hurrah, safe harbor at last. Hogan noted that it's difficult to overstate just how much the 1800s were a period of great change, as only a few decades earlier, most Americans had been accustomed to spending the majority of their time weeping into Mama's bosom as their sweetheart rode away on horseback. Next in sports, Shedeur Sanders confident he can deliver everything Browns fans have come to expect, saying he was ready to carry on the legacy forged by Cody Kessler, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and dozens of other short-lived Browns signal callers over the past two decades. Rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders told reporters Friday he was more than confident he could deliver everything Cleveland fans had come to expect. Quote, being this team's 42nd starting quarterback since 1999 is a huge responsibility, but I'm prepared to be that guy. Said the fifth-round pick, adding that he felt fully capable of upholding the standard set by his many predecessors, who had been thrust into the lineup by injuries, and that he had no doubt he possessed the skill, composure, and maturity required to lead the Browns through the kind of last-place campaign the franchise's loyal fanbase had grown accustomed to. Quote, I can't wait to go out there and show what it truly means to be a Cleveland Browns quarterback. Dylan Gabriel left some big shoes to fill, but I know I can carry the torch and embody everything this 2-8 team represents. Sanders vowed to give the Browns everything he had for the next 2 weeks, at which point he expects to lose the starting job to Bailey Zapp. Next in entertainment news, MPA rates Zootopia 2 PG-13 for sexually awakening content. warning that the film might evoke certain feelings that audience members weren't prepared to confront. The Motion Picture Association reportedly assigned Zootopia 2 a PG-13 rating Tuesday for sexually awakening content. Quote, "We were quite alarmed by the places we found our thoughts drifting to, and we're confident the majority of Zootopia 2 viewers will agree," said MPA spokesperson Robert Weir, who cited Cape Buffalo Cheap Bogo's Broad Shoulders, Red Fox Nikki Wilde's Dreamy Gaze, and Rabbit Judy Hopps' quote, "whole deal from her head to that irresistible little tail," all as reasons behind the higher-than-expected rating. Quote, "We warned Disney not to put Nick Wilde in a tux, but they didn't listen. Frankly, if we hadn't gone to the bathroom and splashed some cold water on our faces halfway through, it would have been an R. Parents who bring their children to see Zootopia 2 should be prepared to have some difficult conversations with their kids about attraction. And maybe with their spouses, too." According to sources, Disney has challenged the rating, arguing that the introduction of the repulsive Gary DeSnake canceled out the rest of the character's raw sex appeal. Next, "You think you're better than me?" says Nicki Minaj, interrupting child reciting nursery rhyme. Alarmed after overhearing the young girl on the other side of the park fence, rapper Nicki Minaj reportedly stated, quote, "You think you're better than me?" Wednesday, while confronting a child for reciting nursery rhymes. Quote, "How many albums have you sold, huh?" asked the 42-year-old artist, who posted a short video of the child to her Instagram account with the caption, quote, "Hickory Dickory Flop." Quote, "How many awards have you won? Have you ever gone platinum? Yeah, I didn't think so. I am the queen of rap. The mouse ran up the clock? I bet you didn't even write that shit yourself." At press time, reports confirmed the girl's mother was confusedly asking Minaj why she had just referred to her daughter as, quote, "my son." Next, divorce rumors swirl after Hailey Bieber spotted with Justin's severed head. Does singer's decapitation mean marriage is on the rocks? In a widely shared photo that sparked divorce rumors, model Hailey Bieber was spotted taking a walk Wednesday with husband Justin Bieber's severed head. Quote, "It could be nothing, but it's a little odd for her to be out and about with only part of his body, no?" said an unnamed source, who acknowledged that while it was impossible to know from a single image what was really going on in anyone's personal life, the paparazzi shot certainly seemed to suggest that at least something was amiss between the celebrity couple. Quote, "Just look at the way she's carrying his head in the crook of her elbow. It's a defensive posture, like she doesn't want to be seen. If that's not enough, look at the expression on her face. Very unhappy. On the other hand, they are spending time together and touching." On social media, fans responded to the photo by asserting that if that was their man, he'd have a head, legs, and a torso. Next, Cynthia Erivo disappointed to discover all her Wicked for Good scenes cut. Admitting she felt a little silly after getting all dressed up for the premiere, Cynthia Erivo told reporters Friday she was disappointed after discovering that all her scenes from Wicked for Good had been cut. Quote, "It's definitely a bit of a letdown, but at least I had fun and got paid," said Erivo, who divulged that it wasn't until the credits rolled that she realized not a single one of the scenes she had spent weeks filming had made it into the blockbuster sequel's final cut. Quote, "Directors always have to make these hard decisions. And I guess at the end of the day, Elphaba was more of a side character. Oh well, there will always be other opportunities. I just wish I hadn't told so many people I was going to be in the film. Erivo went on to say she was finding solace in the fact friend Ariana Grande's part had also been cut. Next, in local news, medical student practices fat shaming on cadaver. In an effort to get hands-on experience stigmatizing patients' bodies in a safe environment, Indiana University medical student Dylan Laura confirmed Wednesday that she was practicing fat shaming on a cadaver. Quote, "At first it felt strange, but the opportunity to practice saying, quote, 'Have you tried losing a few pounds?' in the flesh is so different than just shaking your head at a picture in a textbook," said the first-year student, adding that she felt humbled by the generosity of the deceased individual who donated their body so she could roll her eyes a few times and poke their stomach folds with an audible oof. Quote, "After so many hours sitting in lectures, it was nice to finally put on my scrubs and reduce a patient's value as a human being by criticizing their weight. It almost feels like I'm right there in an actual medical practice, dismissing a fat patient's every concern while suppressing my laughter." Laura reportedly received a perfect score on her examination after informing a cadaver with cancer symptoms that there was nothing she could do for them if they weren't willing to help themselves. Next, astronaut hates long nightly spacewalk to ISS outhouse. Saying the dreaded nightly ritual had quickly become his least favorite part of the mission, astronaut Dave Barron told reporters Wednesday that he absolutely hated the long, freezing spacewalk required to reach the International Space Station's outhouse. Quote, "God, it's such a pain. You have to put on the whole suit, depressurize, and then spend 25 minutes trudging through the dark, near absolute zero void just to take a piss," said Barron, adding that if, God forbid, he forgot to bring toilet paper, he had to spacewalk all the way back to the orbital station. Quote, "And once you get to the outhouse, it's even worse. There's always human waste floating around and just an old copy of Popular Mechanics to read. They only gave the ISS one John for all seven of us. And the whole place reeks because they only send up maintenance from Earth every few months. You can't wash your hands in there either. They just have a Purell dispenser that's always empty. I'm telling you, if it's the middle of the night, I'll just hold it until the morning, because there's no fucking way I'm heading out there to be pelted with micrometeorites if I have to wake up in a few hours." Barron went on to complain about the ISS's outdoor shower, which he described as, quote, "way too cold." And that concludes this week's broadcast of your favorite satirical news show, The Onion. Once again, I'm your reader for Mind's Eye Radio, Paxton Rogers. Please come back next week for more news. And until then, take care.